Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. There is a lot going on in DC sports today, all right? And I have been a Bullets and a Wizards fan my whole life. And they've gotten two number one picks in my time being a fan. I think just two. Kwame Brown and John Wall. Kwame Brown obviously went bad. John Wall was a more interesting up and down career. Nobody knows the NBA better than our friend Mr. David Aldridge. He's literally in the Basketball Hall of Fame. DA, how are you, man? What's going on?
I told Jeff, y'all are lucky. I had a crafty vet cab driver who got me from O'Hare to my hotel in like 35 minutes when it should have taken 2 hours.
Oh, man. Wow. Shout out to the cab driver. Yeah, can't always count on Uber. Sometimes you got to take a taxi.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Uber wouldn't have been able to do it. This was a vet.
He took some back streets, didn't he?
You know what I'm saying?
Duck. Hey, right now, duck.
You know, B. You know.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, DA, are you in Chicago for the draft lottery? Is that where your taxi's taking
you? I am in Chicago for the draft lottery, yes.
All right, so what is the vibe out there? Like, how big does this lottery feel compared to past years? Like, what does it compare to?
Well, it's bigger just because, you know, you got a transcendent player in Cooper Flagg at the top of it, right? I mean, you've got a guy. Does he have as much potential as Wembanyama? Not much. Not as much, but who does? Nobody does, right? But he's the absolute next best thing. I think somebody likened it to Anthony Davis. I think that's probably a fair comp, you know, like in terms of the potential impact you expect him to have on a franchise. And AD's been hurt a lot, but AD did win a chip. So, I mean, he was good enough to help lead his team to a chip. So, so Cooper Flagg's got that kind of potential. So I think a lot of teams, you know, teams were very intentional in their plans, including the Wizards, you know. And so they have opportunity. You know, they've got as good an opportunity as anybody else. The problem is that Utah and Charlotte have the exact same statistical opportunity as Washington does in getting the top pick.
Dave, I keep asking this question because I understand Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
But if you don't get number one,
yeah,
is it anybody else in the draft that you feel – you can. It may not be him, but if somebody could be close, because like JP stated earlier, Joker was drafted in the second round. He's the best in the league right now.
Yes. Oh, there's no question. This is going to be. I mean, this is a good draft. I think. I mean, it's not like it's loaded at the top, but I think there are good players throughout this draft. But look, to me, Dylan Harper is a hell of a guy. He's got a chance to be a superstar in this league, I think. He scores it. He attacks defenses. He's 6'6". He's 215. Like all great players that I know in the NBA, you know, when I watched him in college, he got wherever he wanted to go, whenever he wanted to get there, and nobody could stop him. Just like SGA does, just like, you know, John Morant does, just like Cade Cunningham does. And he's got that same pedigree in terms of size, that big guard that everybody in the NBA wants. And Dylan can do that. Plus, he's Ron Harper's kid. I know Ron Harper's kid is not going to be anything but professional. He's going to be studious. He's going to work hard. And so he's got a chance to be a superstar, I think. So if the Wizards get two, they're going to have a very, very good player coming next year that will significantly raise the potential of their group.
And he will play defense.
Yes. He's not like a lockdown defender. No,
but he's a very solid
defender. Yes, he's a very solid defender. He's not no turnstile out there, B. So he's going you're gonna have to work to score on him.
There you go.
Talking with our friend David Aldridge, who's out in Chicago right now for the NBA draft lottery tonight. DA joins us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow DA at David Aldridge DC. You said best prospect since AD. Wemby's obviously kind of his own category.
Yeah.
I know that the Wiz, Utah and Charlotte all have the best odds of this thing. I fear Utah tonight for some reason. I've also heard people just kind of saying the way it goes with San Antonio, they think the Spurs get them. What's it like in the hours leading up to watching something that is so impossible to predict?
Well, it's random, right? You know, that's funny. I remember when I was covering, they were the Bullets, this is how long ago it was, but it was a 92 draft. And I remember I was in New York and I couldn't get to sleep the night before. Because it was Shaq's, that was the Shaq draft.
Oh, wow.
And I sat up all night going, I might be covering Shaquille O'Neal starting tomorrow. You know what I mean? And I just wonder, like, I wonder what that will be like if I cover Shaquille O'Neal for the next 12 to 15 years. What is my career going to be like? You know what I mean? Like, sure. And so I'm sure every team in the league has those thoughts, right? And so, you know, again, a player like Flagg, he changes everything about your franchise, not just on the floor. He sells tickets immediately. You're on national TV immediately 12, 15 times minimum next season. Like, you just have a profile that the Wizards have never had really since Wall's, you know, best years. And that was 7 or 8, 9 years ago now. So, and that's the same for Utah. It's the same for Charlotte. New Orleans had Zion, so that's a little different. They've had it and they had AD. So they had a couple of big-time players come through there. But these three franchises in particular, it's been a minute since they've had somebody who had this much star power potentially be the face of their franchise.
I mean, absolutely. It's how much – so it's funny. I have the TV on here while we're doing the show, and after this last Bucks loss, it sure seems like Giannis has maybe played his last game in Milwaukee. How much will tonight impact the trade market for a dude like Giannis, both where he wants to go and who wants him? Like, would a team consider trading away this number one pick for Giannis?
I doubt it. I doubt any of the teams at the top of the draft would, right? Like, I mean, if it's Washington or Charlotte or Utah, they've all committed to, like, multi-year rebuilds around young talent. And Giannis is a great player. Don't get like he's a top three player. We all understand that. But he's 30, you know. So, you know, because he wouldn't really fit the timeline like for them because their young guys aren't good enough to help him yet in a playoff series. So he'd be basically where he is now and getting older. And by the time they're good enough to help him, he's probably at the end of his prime. You know what I'm saying? So if Giannis gets traded, and there's a not zero chance that that could happen. I mean, it certainly is possible if he wants out. I suspect it'll be, you know, a more veteran team whose window's wide open. You know, like, I mean, OKC can go in a million different directions, but they certainly have draft picks and young players in surplus, both in surplus, that they could package together. If they don't get to the finals this year, you know, I could, you know, you certainly could see them maybe making a play for them. Houston's been mentioned a lot. Same thing. They got a bunch of picks. They got a bunch of young players. They could make a really, really good offer for them. So I'm thinking more like teams like that are in the playoffs and are close. They're very close and may just need somebody like Giannis to push them over the top.
DA, who are the Wiz sending out? Is it still the same setup where each team gets like one representative to sit in the chair and wear the hat?
Yeah, well, you have you've got the person out that sits on the stage, but then every team also has a person in the actual room. You know, like so, and you know, have access. You know, the room is sealed, literally. Like you can't bring your cell phone in. You have to turn your cell phone off. I'm not sure what the rule is, but like you can't tweet out, "Oh, I just saw the ping pong balls and Team X got the number one pick." they don't let you do that, so you can't text nobody or make calls afterwards. So I believe Will Dawkins is in the room for the Wizards in the real room where the lottery is taking place, and Bub Carrington is going to be out on the stage.
All right. Ooh, I like having Bub there. Feels like a lucky young man right there.
And yeah, yeah.
I like Bub, good, man.
Good representative of the franchise, you know, good kid. And so, yeah, I think they looked at that and said, we want somebody that can kind of show people we're in a new, different era now of the basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Is it crazy that I feel better about their chances now knowing Bub is there? Is that one of the dumbest things I've ever said?
I mean, it's as much that helps as much as anything else, right? You know, like it's a crapshoot, man. And that's what's so crazy about this. Like, it's not like the NFL, you know, at the day after the season ends, you know where you're picking. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you don't have to go through this rigmarole. The Commanders knew the day after the last regular season game they had the number 2 pick. Yep. So they knew who they were going to take.
Right.
Knew they weren't going to take, you know, so it was easy. It's easy. But now, even though technically you should have the number 2 pick, they could go anywhere from 1 to 6. That's their window is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. 1, 2 would be great. 3 would be aight. 4, 5, 6 would not be good.
totally.
Talking with our friend David Aldridge here on the Rude Guest Hotline. DA is out in Chicago for the NBA Draft Lottery. I know from like my NFL experience that you're there for the draft lottery tonight, but I'm guessing the conversation is about lots of things beyond the draft lottery. What is the bigger surprise in NBA circles? The Knicks being up 2-1 or the Pacers being up 3-1?
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I would say the Pacers, just because the Knicks, you know, the Knicks were in game 7 last year in this round, and they were at home. So, I mean, and then Brunson got hurt. So, I mean, it's not like they haven't been at this particular place before. It's just that Cleveland was so good all year. You know, like, they were really good all season long.
Yeah.
And they really have, I mean, it's really hard to come back when you lose 2 at home to start. Like, you can come back from 1. It's tougher, but it's doable. It's possible because you figure, all right, we'll just win 1 on the road and we'll get it back. Now you got to win 2 on the road to get it back, and that's harder to do. Especially they're just really beat up, and now Mitchell's got something, a calf or an ankle, something that he got. I mean, I think part of it was, I think he probably felt a tweak. I'm not saying he didn't, but I think when he said, I feel a tweak, I think they said, look, son, just sit down. We're down 41 at the half. We ain't coming back
right
tonight. So, you know, so, I mean, I think he'll suit up tomorrow. I'll be surprised if he doesn't try. I mean, he may not be any good, but he'll try, you know. So, yeah. But Indy is really good. They really match up well with Cleveland. And they're just a really good team. Yeah. Like, they really are.
I would say that
even though I just said that, I would still say them being up 3-1 is a bigger surprise to me.
Yeah, Indy playing some good defense. But, like, Dave, these games, we've had teams lose by 50.
Yeah.
That can't be a good look on the NBA for the playoffs.
No, it's not. It's not. It's too much. The variance from night to night is just too great. Like, you had, like yesterday, the 2 games, you had 2 teams that scored 30 points or something in the first half, you know, each. It was terrible shooting. Just awful shooting between OKC and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Just bricking threes left and right. And then at night, you had a team up 41 at the half. Like, that just is, no, that's not good. Like, you know, the playoffs, you want competitive games. You want close games. Now, I think the playoffs, for the most part, have been pretty good so far. But these last few games have not been good. They have not been good looks. You want to see the best teams playing at their best. And we haven't seen anything close to that other than Indiana last night in the first half for most of this series, because Boston hasn't been very good. You know, like, their first 3 games, they haven't been very good. Denver hasn't been very good. It's tied, but they haven't played very well, you know. And certainly Cleveland hasn't played up to their capabilities either.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because we all feel like Indy's going to actually take them down, but how do you feel about the Celtics-Knicks? Do you feel as confident with the Knicks?
You know, people have been asking me the last couple of days. I just think, like you saw it Saturday, Boston has another gear that I don't think anybody left in the playoffs has. Like, Boston has a bleep gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, when they are right, they can just play at a higher level than I think anybody that's left, right? And so, and they were right Saturday. Even though Porzingis still isn't quite 100%, you know, like, Pritchard picked him up, right? And so, I just think Boston's going to figure it out. It may not be pretty. It may, you know, they may have to work. They may have to grind for it. They are going to have to grind for it more this year than they did last year, for sure. Because they're a little more vulnerable. But I still think Boston's going to figure this out. I just think there's too much institutional memory on that team. There's too many prideful guys. Jaylen Brown's a prideful guy. Jrue Holiday's a prideful guy. Al Horford's a prideful guy. You know, Tatum's a prideful guy. I just can't see them going out, you know, 3-4-1 or even 4-2. I just think they're going to come back and figure out how to kind of walk New York down and get back in the series.
I tend to agree with you. D.A., last thing I wanted to ask you about – actually, I got 2 last things, so I guess
yeah.
It's not the last thing. I did want to ask you about the Caps tonight. But before we get to that, I don't know if this crossed your radar because of everything you've got going with The Athletic and covering the entire NBA as well as all D.C. sports. Jaden Daniels' mom, Regina, did Ryan Clark's podcast and talked about like her commitment to raising a good kid and kind of just the misconceptions surrounding that relationship. B and I just talked about this, that we think it's kind of crazy that you've got a really grounded, great young player who's close with his mom, and we act like it's a problem. I'm curious your reaction.
I mean, I think it's an example of kind of social media warping and distorting, because you see the clip of her sitting between him and Juju Watkins, and you go, listen, what's that? What's that all about? You know, there's no context to it. You don't know why that happened or what they're talking about. You have no idea. You just see this clip for 4 seconds, and you say something's wrong, right? And that's just kind of the world we live in now, where we judge people by what we see on
sound
Instagram
clips of their
for 5 seconds. And so I don't doubt that she's doing, and she's raised a great kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no question. We all been around Jaden for a year now. Does anybody doubt that he is nothing but a legitimately good young man? You know what I mean?
Like, totally.
With a good head on his shoulders. He seems to be, he was raised right by his family. He has humility. You know, he's got athletic arrogance. He should. He's that good. He's a great football player. He should have athletic arrogance, but he's not an arrogant person. You know what I mean? That's two different things.
Totally.
And so I don't have questions about it. I think every family raises their kids differently. And, you know, unless there's some kind of abusive thing going on, and there's no indication of that at all, right? You know what we used to say, B, you remember this? Miss Daniel strict. You know what I mean? That's what we would say.
That's it.
That's what we would say, Miss Daniel strict.
Yep.
You know, so and that would be, everybody would understand, like, okay, that's just how, that's cool. No value judgment. We would just say, she's strict, you know? So that's how I kind of think about it.
Yeah, I laugh at it a little bit because I know when people came to my house, I don't care who you were, you came outside and blew my daddy, look at me like, you better not stand up.
You know what I'm saying?
You had to come in my house. I don't care who you were, woman or man, you come in the house before I leave with you.
Right.
You know, some people, their families weren't like that. Mine was all the time.
Yeah.
But
before
we let you go, Michael Jordan is going to be joining the broadcast, the NBA broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, your thoughts on Mike?
Man, they're dipping into all the nostalgia. They bring them out, brown ball, rock. They're using AI to fake the guy's voice who passed away, who used to do the, and this is the NBA on NBC. You know, they're bringing that back. They're bringing everything back for the old school. Yeah. You know, look, we all are nostalgic about the NBA on NBC. We all remember what it was like. We all associate that with MJ and the Bulls, and now they got MJ. And whatever he does for them, it'll be a hit and it'll be popular.
Yep.
And so good for them. That's a smart move. Like, you know, whatever. He ain't going to be in the studio every week. That's not happening. I'm sure it's not going to happen.
Sure.
But even if it's once or twice a year, that's fine. Like, that'll be worth the bang will be worth the buck. So,
hell yeah.
He
will speak his mind.
He'll speak his mind. Yeah, he's not no wallflower now. So
yes.
I like what they're doing. All of them are doing, you know, bringing Carmelo in and bringing Dirk Nowitzki in and some of the other people that are going to be doing their studio stuff. And they're, you know, smartly bringing everybody from TNT over to do the game. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very, very good product. I don't have any doubt in my mind that they're going to do a good job.
All right, man.
I'm excited about that. D.A., you got a Caps prediction for tonight? You nervous?
Of course. You know, like, but I will agree with what I've read, and you know, I don't watch them. I haven't watched them every game, but obviously with Ovechkin this year, I've watched them a lot. Like, we've all watched Caps a lot this year, and they do tend to rise to the challenge. Like, when somebody hits them in the chest, they tend to hit back. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got hit in the chest Saturday night, so
yes,
I expect them to hit back. You know, figuratively, if not literally, and come back tied. I think it's going to be 2-2 coming back. But then I don't know what happens after that, because Carolina's really good. And we've seen Carolina come up here the last two times they've played the Capitals and win in D.C. So they got no fear about coming into D.C. and getting a win if they need to. So if it's 2-2, that doesn't mean I think the Caps are going to win the series, but obviously they have a better chance with two games at home.
Absolutely. DA, will you do me a favor and just make sure the Wiz get the number one overall pick, please?
Look, one would be astronomical, but two would be very good. Y'all, I'm telling you.
All right.
I'm telling you.
One or two.
Y'all will be good, one or two.
All right, man.
Thank you for making time, DA. I know you're slammed. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. My pleasure. My pleasure. All right,
bro. Thank you, man.
The Hall of Famer, David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Dude is such a pro. All right, we're all going to play the NBA Draft Lottery Simulator next, see who gets the top pick. I can feel it that B. Mitch is going to get the top pick on the simulator, and I unfortunately will not.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.